Gemini natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. First pada, Dirus 3D's 20s of Gemini. Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Gemini channels its natural curiosity and communicative abilities into building harmonious relationships and social connections. The influence of Libra adds diplomacy, balance, and a strong focus on partnerships to Gemini's intellectual pursuits. The individual seeks to create harmony in relationships, often using their communication skills to mediate and foster collaboration. Financial success or career advancements may come through teamwork or partnerships, with a focus on fairness and mutual benefit. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well placed, the individual is charming, tactful, and excels in creating balanced relationships. They can effectively navigate social situations and build lasting partnerships. If Venus is afflicted, the person may become indecisive, overly dependent on others for validation, or avoid necessary confrontations, leading to stagnation in both personal and professional life. Second pada, 3D20, 6 degrees 40 of Gemini. Scorpio Navamsha. In the Scorpio Navamsha, the influence of Ketu dominates. Gemini's natural inclination for communication and learning takes on a more introspective and investigative quality. The individual becomes focused on deeper, more mysterious aspects of life, seeking hidden knowledge or understanding emotional and psychological depths. Ketu, known for detachment and spiritual insight, drives the person to seek answers beyond the surface, making them more inward-looking and secretive in their pursuits. If Ketu is well placed, the individual excels in research, investigation, or spiritual exploration, using their intellect to uncover hidden truths. However, if Ketu is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional detachment, secretive tendencies, or becoming lost in obscure or impractical pursuits, which may lead to alienation from others or difficulty in maintaining focus on everyday matters. Third pada, 6040-10s of Gemini. Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, Gemini's intellectual curiosity is expanded by the philosophical and adventurous influence of Sagittarius. The individual seeks to explore new ideas, cultures, and philosophies, with a strong desire for mental and physical freedom. Sagittarius broadens Gemini's natural versatility, encouraging them to engage in higher learning, travel, and intellectual pursuits that push the boundaries of their understanding. This Navamsha infuses Gemini with optimism and a love for exploring new horizons. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well placed, the person thrives in education, travel, and intellectual debates, often inspiring others with their expansive worldview and enthusiasm for learning. If Jupiter is afflicted, the individual may become overly idealistic, scattered in their pursuits, or neglect practical matters in their quest for knowledge, leading to difficulty in maintaining focus or stability. Fourth pada, 10 degree 13 20s of Gemini. Capricorn Navamsha. In the Capricorn Navamsha, Gemini's communicative and intellectual nature becomes more focused on practical goals and disciplined efforts. The individual is driven by the desire to achieve long-term success, often through structured planning and strategic communication. The influence of Capricorn adds a serious, goal-oriented approach to Gemini's versatility, making the person more methodical in their pursuits, whether in career, finances, or personal projects. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well placed, the individual will excel in areas requiring discipline, careful planning, and perseverance, using their intellect and communication skills to achieve long-term success. If Saturn is afflicted, the person may feel restricted or burdened by responsibilities, leading to frustration, delays, or difficulties in maintaining flexibility and adapting to new opportunities. Fifth pada, 13-20, 1640 of Gemini. In the Aquarius Navamsha, the influence of Rahu dominates. Gemini's intellectual curiosity and social skills are channeled into innovative, unconventional, and future-oriented goals. Aquarius, with Rahu's influence, amplifies Gemini's desire to explore new progressive ideas and pursue paths that are outside traditional boundaries. The individual becomes focused on modern technology, humanitarian efforts, or avant-garde projects that challenge the status quo. Rahu pushes Gemini to think outside the box and explore ideas that may be considered unusual or radical, leading to innovative success. If Rahu is well placed, the individual can achieve great success through innovation, networking, and the use of technology or unconventional methods. They are likely to be visionaries who push boundaries and bring new ideas to the forefront, often excelling in fields related to science, technology, or social reform. However, if Rahu is afflicted, the person may become overly ambitious, rebellious, or detached from practical concerns, leading to risky or destabilizing behaviors that could result in social alienation or professional failure. Gemini, Natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. 6th Pada, 16 degrees 40 to 20 degrees of Gemini, Pisces Navamsha. In the Pisces Navamsha, Gemini's intellectual and communicative energy becomes more spiritually focused. The individual shifts from curiosity and logic toward emotional depth and intuitive understanding. Pisces adds a dreamy and idealistic nature to Gemini's otherwise rational mind, making the person more interested in creative, emotional, or spiritual pursuits. The individual may seek wisdom through compassion, artistic expression, or spiritual experiences, blending their intellectual curiosity with a desire for emotional or spiritual fulfillment. If Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, is well placed, the person will find a harmonious balance between intellect and intuition, excelling in creative, philosophical, or spiritual pursuits. If Jupiter is afflicted, the individual may become overly idealistic or escapist, struggling to balance practicality with their dreams or emotional desires, leading to confusion or instability in their personal or professional life. 7th Pada, 20 degrees to 23 degrees of Gemini. In the Aries Navamsha, Gemini becomes more action-oriented and assertive. The natural intellectual agility of Gemini is now combined with the bold, direct energy of Aries. The individual becomes more willing to take initiative, make decisions quickly, and assert themselves in various situations. There is a strong focus on achieving goals through decisive action, and Gemini's ability to think on their feet is enhanced by Aries' courage and drive. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the person will be dynamic and quick to act on their ideas, excelling in competitive environments or leadership roles. However, if Mars is afflicted, the individual may become impulsive or overly aggressive, making rash decisions that could lead to conflict or disruption in their relationships or career. 8th Pada, 23 degrees 20 times, the 26th to 40 of Gemini, Taurus Navamsha. In the Taurus Navamsha, Gemini's intellectual curiosity is channeled into more practical, grounded pursuits. Taurus adds a focus on material security and stability to Gemini's naturally restless nature. The individual becomes more concerned with building long-term financial stability, accumulating resources, and enjoying the pleasures of life. Gemini's versatile mind is applied to practical matters, and the person may seek ways to use their intellect to create material success. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well placed, the individual excels in using their communication skills to build wealth or secure financial stability. They may thrive in business, finance, or artistic ventures. If Venus is afflicted, the person may become overly focused on material gain, leading to possessiveness or greed, which could cause problems in their relationships or financial matters. 9th Pada, 26-40, 30 degrees of Gemini. Gemini Navamsha. In the Gemini Navamsha, the individual's natural Gemini traits are fully expressed. The person becomes highly adaptable, communicative, and intellectually curious. There is a strong focus on gathering information, exploring ideas, and engaging in social interactions. The individual is versatile and capable of handling multiple tasks or interests simultaneously. Their quick thinking and ability to adapt to changing circumstances allow them to excel in dynamic environments. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well placed, the person is skilled in communication, networking, and intellectual pursuits. They may excel in fields that require quick thinking, problem solving, or versatility. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the individual may become scattered, indecisive, or prone to superficiality, struggling to maintain focus on long-term goals or commitments. Conclusion. Throughout the Navamsha shifts, Gemini ascendant individuals express their natural curiosity, adaptability, and intellectual versatility in various ways. The influence of Rahu in the Aquarius Navamsha, 5th Pada, adds a layer of innovation, ambition, and unconventional thinking, pushing Gemini to explore new, progressive ideas and pursue paths that challenge the status quo. With Rahu as the dominant influence, the individual may achieve success through technological advancements, social reform, or groundbreaking projects that defy traditional norms. However, if Rahu is afflicted, the person may take excessive risks or become detached from practical concerns, leading to instability or conflict in personal or professional life. Each Navamsha influences how Gemini uses their intellect and communication skills to navigate different areas of life, from partnerships, Libra, and deep introspection, Scorpio with Ketu, to leadership, Aries, and material success, Taurus. While the shift into Rahu's influence brings innovation and ambition, the overall journey reflects Gemini's ability to adapt, communicate, and thrive in various environments.